Mary had a little man.
The fall. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Overnight, an outbreak of violent storms on the East Coast, unleashing destructive winds, torrential downpours, and damaging hail.
Aaron?
In Westminster, Maryland, dozens of people, including children, were stuck in their cars after nearly 30 power poles came crashing down. Everyone was safely rescued.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Oh my God.
In my entire life.
The stormy conditions continuing up and down the East Coast, bringing dangerous winds and reports of tornadoes, and roads flooding as drivers struggle to get home. In the Washington, D.C. suburbs, wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour at the height of rush hour, slamming trees into homes and onto power lines. Ahead of the bad weather, federal workers in the nation's capital urged to leave work early Monday.
This is the most ominous shot of the day.
Wow. The same storm system hammering parts of East Tennessee and South Carolina.
There's going to be a tree on a garage there bothering a child entrapped in the garage.
Where officials say a falling tree killed a 15-year-old. While in Alabama, lightning struck and killed a 28-year-old man. As the wild weather closed in, thousands of flight delays on the East Coast.
Right.
And some travelers had to find another way home.
At this point, we are going to try to rent a car and just drive.
Very smart, really. Everybody okay? Everybody, are you okay? You know, the weather, remember when the weather report was just about whether or not you should bring an umbrella? Do you remember that? So now it's like survival, you know, it's like a survival footage. This is unbelievable. So a 28-year-old, instead of playing lotto, you know, got hit by lightning. It's one or the other. Chances. We're in Florida. This is the lightning capital of the world. The idea that you go out in a lightning storm is really repulsive to us. You know, first of all, half of us don't have any insurance anymore. And the other half knows Ron DeSantis is still the governor. So we don't go out in lightning storms anymore because we know no help will come for us. It just won't happen. Anyway, this is unbelievable. I saw this, these amazing forecasts, these amazing reports about climate change all across this country almost every single day this summer, almost every single day. And still you have people calling me up going, I don't know about all this green energy stuff. I'm just not clear. I'm not sure about whether or not I'm for or against. Just don't know. Want a beer. It doesn't matter, honestly. It's a $1 trillion, multi-trillion dollar marketplace. Either you want to be part of that multi-trillion dollar marketplace or you don't. Okay? Those are your choices. The rest of the world is looking at this and not turning it into some culture warrior street sign. Okay? The rest of the world is looking at this going, oh crap, we need to get off of fossil fuels. Let's innovate our way out of this mess. Oh, and by the way, some of the most heinous governments are completely supported and funded by fossil fuels. Won't it be great when we can make what they have worthless? Won't that be fun? And so everybody's jumping into this renewable. You know, we almost have enough offshore wind to meet the goal that we set for ourselves that we had to meet, I guess 2035 or some such crap. Good article today in one of the main newspapers, it's in my homework, about how many gigawatts are actually being produced. I mean, it is happening. It is good. It is a new marketplace. It's something people can actually toil in, get paid for toiling in, service those wind turbines. That's going to be it is already a job, and it's a good job, making the bearings for the wind turbines, making the blades for the giant wind turbines. You know, I mean, these are all things that people do. And wouldn't it be nice if we did them here? Well, that's the idea behind Joe Biden. And by the way, everybody, we have got to start pumping up Joe Biden's accomplishments because we are about to go down that really, really negative, bad, nothing in it for you, pal, Donald Trump is on trial road. And once you get on that Donald Trump is on trial road, there is absolutely Everything else is crowded out. There is no room for any discussion on anything that might actually put money in your pocket, that might actually expand democracy, that might actually create a better culture to raise kids, that might actually create a better little blue marble, a safer, cleaner environment. You know, there's not going to be any room to talk about any of that at all. The whole country, as you know, has ADD anyway. And so once you change a subject, they forget. Listen, last night, okay, here's a perfect example. Perfect example. And this is the man I love, okay? This is him. Love him. Make no mistake about it. Love him. Love you, Howard. Freak. Okay? Sitting in the bed telling me, you know, a story about Kamala Harris came on or something like this. And he's like, you know, let me see where she's polling at. Let me see where she's polling, which is not normal. OK, but it's my house. What would you really expect that we talk about before, you know, shutting our little eyeball sex? we're together 15 years. OK, that just isn't it's not a thing. So he's talking about, I'm going to find Kamala's polling numbers. Let me see. And then he goes quiet for like a while and then another while. And then I'm like, is he sleeping? I look over and he goes, there it is. Sweet potatoes in an air fryer. What? You see what I mean?
So you're saying Howard's a freak in the sheets because he's
because he's got ADD by algorithm or some such crap.
Bed.
Yeah. Yeah, in bed, right. Here it is. Air fryer sweet potatoes. Here it is. So I play along. Do you put oil in it or you don't? No, you preheat. That's the secret. Oh, okay. Night. Love you. Swear to God. So once the subject gets changed, we are programmed now to be a nation of scrollers, a nation of reels, a nation of ADD, a nation of the short attention span theater. And once it goes all, like right now, I just looked up. And, you know, I have to have, you know, news, breaking news on all the time, right? Just in case, you know, somebody announces he's gone to jail. Yay! Or conversely, if you're on the other side of things, he's entered a plea deal because he ain't getting out of this unscathed. I'm sorry, the man actually tried to subvert democracy. Didn't talk about subverting democracy. Wasn't it? By the way, nobody's ever heard. And I asked around. Nobody's ever heard of an aspirational defense. It just isn't a thing, okay? That's not real. And this Lauro guy, everybody is, you know, and by everybody, I mean lawyers, mostly TV lawyers, but, you know, constitutional lawyers, scholars, Harvard lawyers. Oh, you know, the Harvard lawyer, Ogletree, he died yesterday. You know, I loved that guy. I thought he was, you know, first of all, I thought he was handsome. And second, he died really early. He was only 70 years old. He died of Alzheimer's, which, again, just freaks me out. Freaks me out. Okay, so now I have to go from room to room spelling words backwards to make sure I don't have it. And every time there's an ad for something, you know, to keep your brain trained, I have to download it now. I try and do it inside of a game so that it counts for, like, a free turn or something like that, or an extra man. Yeah. But yeah, it's so, you know, Ogletree was a constitutional scholar, taught at Harvard. He was, you know, an amazing, you know who his big client was in his life? Anita Hill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was on the other side of the Clarence Thomas question. He was on the side of, he did it. And he passed away yesterday. And we didn't give a shout out to his family and say, you know, I hope he rests in peace and finds peace now. And you know how they say in my religion, may your memory be a blessing. So there's that. But okay, so I just looked up and they're talking about the former lieutenant governor has been subpoenaed to go before the Georgia grand jury. And before that story, they had another story about, you know, they're talking about Jeff Duncan and Fulton County and Fonnie Willis. Before that, they were talking about the D.C. grand jury. Now we're having to, you know, talk about there might be. This is crazy. There might be a New Jersey secret grand jury. Oh, did I say that? Well, that makes me John Lauro. That makes me bad. That makes me, you know, a criminal. Seriously, because this is what, you know, gag orders and the Eileen Loose Cannon. She's about to go. Don't count on her.